First half, we were excellent. Got the goal, terrific goal, missed the pen. Should have been a cushion for us. And second half, we were second best. No, obviously they changed the shape slightly in the midfield and matched us up in there. But physically, we were second best. And we lost our way, gave the ball away too cheaply for the first half. We took care with the ball on a hot day. And Swindon, the team, if you give them the ball back cheaply like we did in the first, well, the whole of the second half, you're in trouble. And, you know, with our sloppy play, it kind of gave Swindon a lot of confidence. And, you know, after the way we played in the first period, we looked a really good side. And, you know, that's a difficult one to take, but fortunately, we're going to have to take it and we're going to have to learn from it.
Yeah, it's a learning curve, isn't it? Could have been a different story had they, Billy Clark, penalty gone in. That would have given us the cushion as well, but we were dominant first half, and I'm sure you said that at half time to the players.
No, exactly that, you know, it was to keep going the way we'd done. We pressed them when it was on to press them, and every time we won it back, we looked like we could create something. We knew that Swindon are a very open team and they give you chances, and you know, we the way we played was exactly how we set up to play in the first period. And it, you know, as well as the change in the shape, which was obviously a part of it, which we didn't react to well enough, it would look like a team who'd had more determination to turn the game around than we had to make sure we went on to win it. And you know, that's you know, frustrating to say the least.
Were you disappointed with the manner of the goals? You kind of touched upon it, but defensively they were pretty poor ones to give away,
yeah,
weren't they?
Yeah, I mean, Nathan Byrne is a very, very good player, and he was, in that second half, he was outstanding. But you know, the goals were too easy from our point of view, and we have to do better than we did.
Yeah, left a couple of players out today, a couple of new signings.
Yeah.
Was it tough getting that starting 11 today? Was it tough
really,
choices?
Not really, because as I explained, the lads who've Anderson and Marshall in particular need time. You know, today wasn't the day for them, but they'll figure prominently in the coming weeks.
Yeah, and Gary Liddle sitting out today was just a selection choice,
yeah,
in the
I
end.
I just thought Tony's you know, done well in there, did well at Burnley in there, he's a good talker, and you know, his passing was excellent first half, you know, I can say that he played well. Second period, you know, like everybody, his performance went below par.
Yeah, it's hard to pick out positives when we've been beaten, but
yeah.
You know, Josh Morris, great goal today, and you were pleased with, I guess, certain aspects of the new boys as well.
Yeah, Josh was excellent. Got the goal, got us the pen. All-round performance was tremendous. But you know, when you get beat 4-1, I don't think it's the time to talk about too many positives.
Yeah.
Because you know, in the second period, we weren't good enough. Obviously, Swindon, we know they were a good side. Mm. We know they did excellent last year. They've got some dangerous players, particularly, like I said, Nathan Byrne. And, but you know, we've got to cope with opposition's key players, and we didn't do that well enough.
Yeah, but it is a long season. It's the, you know, the first of 46, and
yeah,
you know, we will bounce back from that.
Yeah, well, that's it. We've got to, you know, get back on the training ground on Monday and get ready for York on Tuesday. And as we always say, you know, football is about a performance across the 90 minutes, not just a 45. And I just felt that, you know, like I said, the sloppiness in our play, the way we started, you know, really cost us, you know, just taking care. And the amount of times in the first half we took care, got that pass off, and then we're at the back three or back four in the second half, too many cheap giveaways, and it really got us on the back foot. And like I said, Swindon gained a lot of confidence from that.
Yeah, and finally, of course, you've said you've not finished doing business. Has this kind of made you realise you maybe do need one or two more in?
Yeah, well, we know what we need, and you know, we're trying to get that done, so let's hope we can.